Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you now, after a weekend sweep of the St. Louis Cardinals, buying in to the Pittsburgh Pirates? Hit us up on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Raymond Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. @_AdamCrowley, @ScoreAndDoran. The phone number, 412-928-9370. Are you buying in? And you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates remind you to text responsibly. Before we answer that question ourselves, Doran, the Oakland Athletics aren't just bad, they're worse. I mean, they are the worst team maybe in baseball history, and that's not hyperbole. They're on pace to lose 130 games. The expansion Mets racked up more than the expansion Mets, who had 120 losses. The most losses in history, Doran, are 134 by the 1899 Cleveland Spiders. The A's are 5-25 on the road. I'm stealing some of this from Tim Benz, Breakfast with Benz. Oakland ranks last in Major League Baseball in runs with 206, OPS with 644, batting average at 217, slugging percentage at 347. They're 28th in the league in the number of hits. They're 29th in on-base percentage. They have the fourth most strikeouts in Major League Baseball. They're last in batting average against at 280. Their ERA is 670. Their 397 earned runs are the most in baseball by 96. And they're the next closest team is 301, Doran. This team is horrific. They have 12 wins on the season. So I asked the question, what do the Pirates need to do against Oakland? I think there's only one answer, but what do you think?
There's one answer. They have to sweep them.
Sweep them.
Oh, yeah. Come on. I mean, it'd be an utter disappointment if they went in there and didn't sweep them. Now, I would take them winning the series, but you have to go in there and you have to beat this team three games in a row. You have to. I mean, they're
12 wins.
They stink.
They've lost now four in a row. They had a two-game winning streak against Atlanta. So, watch out. And Atlanta had the best record in the National League. So, I guess they can get you, but we'll just crystallize it like this. Rotation bad. Lineup bad. Bullpen bad. Defense bad. They're bad. You can't lose a game in this series.
No.
If you do, I think you do give up some of the cred you might have just bought back by beating the St. Louis Cardinals three straight.
No doubt.
That's how bad they are. Even if the Pirates were also not good, if the Pirates were in last place in the NL Central, they'd still have a 20-plus game lead on the A's. The expectation needs to be, if you are a contender, if you are going to win this division, which they're a half game out, right now, through a third of the season, that's a realistic goal still on the table. If you're going to do that, you can't give up a game against these guys.
See, when we're on along the lines talking about promoting players from the minors, this to me would be the perfect situation to promote a guy like Andy Rodriguez, to get him in the lineup, to get him acclimated to Major League Baseball against a bad baseball team where it's hard for me to even say this about the Pirates, but you're expecting to beat this team. We've seen in the past that Pirates can do what they did against the Cardinals and go out there and lose three games to the A's. So
yes.
I'm kind of holding my breath a little bit, but it just seems like it would be the perfect time to move a guy up. that could possibly be a nice component to your roster as the months go on. This would, to me, this is just personal. Like I think that this series would be absolutely perfect for somebody like Andy Rodriguez to go, come up and get his feet wet.
Well, I'll tell you this. We, before the 9-game homestand, said this is the biggest homestand of the season, maybe the biggest 9-game stretch for the Pirates all year long, 3-0 right now. And what do we say coming in? Go 6-3.
Mm-hmm.
You go 6-3, and you would maybe make some of the naysayers go, okay, you take a deep breath. I do want to see Andy Rodriguez get a chance here. And with Henry Davis moving up, I think their plan is to see how you can work out both guys together. Who's going to catch on a given day? Where are you going to put Andy Rodriguez on those days? DH, yada, yada. I think they're going to do that for a little bit before we see Andy. Like, I don't think we'll see him before July, Super 2, all that fun stuff. For me, I'd get him up here now.
Yeah.
The second Henry Davis got called up, I would have called up Andy Rodriguez. And I realize Austin Hedges went 2-for-3 yesterday. He's still hitting 179.
Hooray.
Yeah, you and your Austin Hedges fan club.
Why are you all?
It's him and only him on the Austin Hedges fan club.
And I don't know why.
I was a catcher, and I understand.
What does that mean?
I understand the importance of catchers that you might not see in statistics.
Like what? Like him overthrowing and throwing into the outfield?
Yeah, but that only happened twice or so.
He doesn't throw anybody out. He's hitting 179. I don't even want to have the conversation about Austin Hedges anymore.
Well, Doran seems to.
I mean, there's either a right and a wrong here. And the wrong is playing him every day, and they continue to do it. That's the wrong. He's hitting 179. Good for him going 2-for-3 yesterday. It was because I was in the ballpark. He wanted to shove it up my backside.
Mm-hmm.
But when you pitch the way that they do, in the back end of their bullpen, and the rotation's been pretty good, all you need to do is be decent offensively. Now, I guess the argument could be made, Austin Hedges helps the pitching staff. Why is the pitching staff so good? Austin Hedges calls good pitches. All right, but I think he throws a lot of that away by hitting 179.
I think that does mean a lot, though, a little bit. I mean, I think that means – I don't know if it means enough, but I mean
– They say it does.
It's significant.
Mitch Keller said it does. Rich Hill says it does.
Bingo.
They all say it does.
I mean, it's like having a different center.
But here's the thing, though. It's so hard to quantify that. You can tell me that Austin Hedges calls a good game, but that's all it is word of mouth. Like, where – Was he calling good games whenever they couldn't win in May when he was still being trotted out there every day? Like, what happened then? Like, the one thing I know about Austin Hedges consistently is
was it on the pitching staff then?
He's a great pitch framer, and he also is a terrible major league batter. Maybe the worst in ball. Would you ask? Sorry.
Was it on the pitching staff whenever they were losing games in May?
It was on everybody. I mean, we saw Rowanzy Contreras take on water, Johan Oviedo take on water.
Yeah,
Rich
but maybe
Hill was
that...
good. Mitch Keller was great. I don't see it in the guy. I don't. And the second Andy Rodriguez is ready, by their estimation, then Andy Rodriguez should be the everyday catcher here. And Austin Hedges, if he's your backup, fine. Like, if you believe in his leadership so much, fine. Have him be your backup. You can have him around. Maybe he's a good clubhouse guy. They all seem to think that. Fine. But I don't want him in the lineup every day. We got derailed on damn Austin Hedges again. It happens every day.
Woo!
Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Do you believe in the Pirates now after sweeping the Cardinals? 412-928-9370. We want to hear from you. Doran, are you buying back in?
I've been in. I'm unlike you. I've been in.
I'm the one that jumped, Crowley.
You jumped off the ship. My feet have been on the ship. Maybe the one has been dangling a little bit. I've been in the whole time. As I just laid out, I've been laying this out every single week.
Every single day, almost.
Every single day. They've still been in it. I can't give up hope if they're still in it. If they're in second place. If they're two games back. If they're a half a game back. They're not in last place like the Cardinals. They haven't been in last place at all this year. How can I not be in?
When the Steelers were 11-0 in the COVID year, there were so many warts that had yet to be exposed that I knew they were going to fall off. That I knew that they weren't a true Super Bowl contender.
Okay, but you still were in because they were undefeated.
I was enjoying it, and I was celebrating it in the moment, and I thought they were pretty good.
But I didn't think that they were good. They showed you that they have a chance to do something. It got them a chance.
I thought they were going to win a playoff game. And they didn't. But I didn't think they were a true Super Bowl contender, even at 11-0. And the Pirates in May, they showed me they can still, they have it in there to, at times, look like the Bad News Bears. Base running errors. Errors in the field. Their inability to hit. And so I'm not going to buy in full on in the Pirates again until the deadline, the All-Star break. If they get to those mile markers in the season and they're right around striking distance of the wild card in the division, I'll buy it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm a big sample size guy. If through 85 games, half the season, you're still hanging around, if you're 100 games into the season and you're hanging around, okay, fine. I'll buy into it. But they've shown me the ability to fluctuate so much, I can't buy into them as a true contender. Like, it wouldn't surprise me. They should sweep Oakland. I don't think I'd be shocked if they lost two out of three, though, just because of the way that things have gone for them.
Do you think the mental errors are out for them? Do you think that that's done?
No, but I am thrilled about Jiwon Bae starting to be a consistent player. 13 games, he's hitting .283, his last 13. He's got talent. I mean, you look at the jump he gets on balls in the outfield, too. I mean, he helps them a lot defensively if he gets rid of those mental errors. He dropped a pop-up in center field earlier in the year. He had a ball roll under his glove. Physical errors are going to happen. They don't bother me as much as the mental errors. Two steals yesterday. I think everything is sort of slowing down for Jiwon
Bae. Yep.
We talk about the X factors and Key Brian Hayes and can Jack Sawinski be more consistent. Jiwon Bae ain't going to be hitting .383 for the foreseeable future. But if he's consistent and the game slows down, that is such a difference maker in this lineup because the team wants to be aggressive. And if they can be aggressive without shooting themselves in the foot, well, that's going to help them. They still need to manufacture runs, and he helps them do that.
If you're directly talking about Jiwon Bae and you're directly talking about having him slow the game down, and it seems like it has a little bit, but you nailed it earlier, man. If you really want the game to slow down for this guy, you keep him at one position.
Center field.
You keep him at center field. Don't move him around. Now, I do think that helps. It helps kind of for the grand scheme of baseball for a young player to kind of understand the dynamics of other positions. And if you're playing that and if you have the ability and the athletic ability and the talent to do that, so be it. But there's nothing to really not gain from being in one spot and being one singular type of player. Like, you can actually hone in big time with what you're doing and your skill set if you're just a center fielder.
I think their best defensive alignment, too, Doran, is Jiwon Bae in center, Brian Reynolds in left, and Jack Sawinski in right.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's their best combination. Because I do think that Reynolds has the speed to cover the expansive left field of PNC Park, and I think Jack Sawinski's got a better arm than Brian Reynolds, so you put him in right. But yeah, I would keep Jiwon Bae in center. I would also play Marcano every day, and I would play Rodolfo Castro every day. And we are seeing a little bit more of that. 412-928-9370. Are you buying into these Pirates? And if not, what's it going to take? I'll feel better about them if they sweep Oakland. Again, I won't buy until the break. All-Star break or the trade deadline, the break comes first, fine. But you sweep Oakland and you do what you're supposed to do, I will feel better about them. I'm not going to buy in.
You're not allowed to do that. That's not fair.
I'm just being realistic here.
I don't want to get hurt again. You can't buy in whenever they're just good.
I don't want to get hurt again. It's not, hey, I'm always a fan. I'm always going to root for them. I'm going to watch every single game. I'm going to go to as many games as I can. I'm going to cheer on my team. And it's going to hurt me when they lose. When a manager makes a bad decision, when they can't get a bunt down, that's who I am as a fan. But I'm not going to sit here today on June 5th and go, oh, yeah, I think they can make the playoffs. Because that's what I did when they got to 20-8. I said, it's 50-50 they make the playoffs.
So you learned a lesson.
Yes, I will enjoy the moment. No doubt. I'm not going to believe in them as a playoff team until it's the All-Star break or the deadline, and they're right in this thing. Like, if they could have another May. We saw what they did in April, then what they did in May. They could sweep the Cardinals and lose 2 out of 3 to Oakland.
If they have another May, they'll still be in it.
No, they won't. One more May, and they're done. One more May, and they're done. Because math, and then secondly, 2 out of 3 months are historically bad, 1 month historically good. Again, math. I mean, you're just going to...
Yeah, because the other teams are playing bad too, though.
You'll wind up, if you have another May, you'll wind up being 10 games under 500 at the end of the month. And then you're effed. Then you're screwed. Because the one thing we've seen from the Brewers, at least, is this. They're consistently inconsistent. So they've been up and down, but they've been around 500 all year long. Whereas the Pirates, it's like a roller coaster. We just can't see the dips anymore. We just need them to be a near 500 team. And if they are, they'll be in it. 412-928-9370. Do you believe in the Bucks? Fan Morning Show brought to you by heating, cooling, and plumbing experts at Armstrong Comfort and Matt Mertz Plumbing. Coming up next, the Fan Morning Show went national over the weekend, and for good reason. We'll tell you why that's next. But let me tell you about my friends at Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. If you've been injured in a car wreck, 5 things really matter. 1, having the right auto insurance, including full tort and stacked, insured and underinsured insurance matters. 2, having the peace of mind that you pay absolutely no fees or expenses until you win your case, and only if you win matters. 3, being certain the attorneys whose names are on the door and working on your case live right here in Western Pennsylvania matters. 4, working with a law firm with a 99.7% success rate handling all kinds of injury cases matters. And 5, paying a fee of only 25%, not 40% of your settlement, matters. But most of all, at Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman, you really matter. Visit them, 98twins.com, because at Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman, they really do have your back, not your wallet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.